Last time on Why Can't We Be Wizards?
All of the champions are asked to all come to the Great Hall.
It'd be very Leo to accidentally create such a powerful, crazy magic spell by accident because he was trying to sleep better.
This envelope will help you in the task. It will provide you with some important information that you can use to your advantage when it comes time for us to compete again.
Prom.
Oh, I'm sorry. The official term is wizard prom.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's much more fancy.
And so, all of you will need to bring a date.
Maybe it's like written in invisible ink and we just need to reveal it with lemon juice.
I mean, it seems like it's more complicated than invisible ink if it was able to display another message mocking us. Yeah, Leo is standing right by the like velvet rope and kind of like, what? What do you guys find? Like, oh, is that book about elven magic?
A stupid treasure chest!
Wait, the key, we have the key, right? The
That's
piece
the
of
key,
paper.
Guys.
Would anyone like to...
Key hand!
Go show us your socks, Caleb.
Caleb takes off his shoes and shows his threadbare socks.
A little golden key falls out.
What?
So I've been taking gymnastics class lately as an adult. Mind you, I have not taken gymnastics since I was, I don't know, 3 feet tall. So it's an adult class, right? But the coach is also younger than me. He's like this 20-something-year-old right out of college. Anyways, and so I just give him sass back. I don't know. It's an adult class. You don't have to like pretend that you're a kid learning gymnastics and be nice to your teacher. And... I mean, you know, but anyways, so first day on bar, I like go up to the bar and I put it, and of course, like my chin is not the same height as everybody else's because I'm short. And so I'm trying to like pull up on the bar and look at my toes. And the coach is like, look at your toes. And I like am looking at my toes. I get halfway over the bar and I'm like, and he's just like, look at your toes. And I was like, I am looking at my toes. And I just fell off the bar into the mat. And then he busts up uncontrollably laughing at my sass and potentially my failure.
Rude.
But
wow.
That is really
rude.
Well, you were sassing them the whole week. I guess that makes sense.
Yes. No, yeah, it's fair. And I was just like, why are you laughing at me? And he was like, the sass. I don't get the sass from the kids. And I was like, fair. Well, this is an adult class. Do you want me to look at my toes? And I did. And then I fell off the bar. So
it's like that moment where it needs a different kind of explanation. Like, this happens all the time to me for some reason, that like someone will explain something to me and it, like, I go to think about that or to do whatever they're explaining and it just doesn't connect, and it's like I need an alternative explanation of how to do this.
Try again. That one didn't work.
Yeah, that's a tactic that you use when like teaching kids whose first language is a different language. It's like approaching the same thing at alternate angles to hopefully one of them sticks.
Man, I wish I had known as a school kid that I could have just responded to a bit of lesson with, nah, that didn't work for me. Can you do another one?
Yeah, just... me too.
Yeah, but a lot of time teachers don't. They're like, say the same exact thing again, thinking that you like didn't hear.
I hate that. I never do that as a teacher. I always try to explain it in different words, at least.
I think it depends on the teacher, but I think they're getting better at it.
All that said, I do like this coach, and I think it's a lot of fun.
I am okay, but here's the thing. I am sitting here. We've been having this conversation for 3.5 minutes now, and this is not like, you know what? If this is your thing, that's totally fine. What made you decide as an adult person in nearly your 30s, right, to take gymnastics class?
Because I wanted a social fitness, learn a new skill thing that was near my house.
Hmm. Those are very good reasons.
And I found gymnastics.
Well done.
Kevin's just making a face like that's unfathomable to him.
It is unfathomable to me because as a person with a 30-year-old body, I think gymnastics, and I think Ow Ow Boo Boo Hospital. Oh. Like, oh, immediately. Yeah.
Remember your birthday and we did the trampolines?
Yes, yes. We went to the trampoline park because we were like, let's do kid stuff. And we were there for like 90 minutes, and then I was sore for like a week.
Yes, I am still sore for a week after class. That is true. I did sprain my wrist day two. That is also true.
But Kevin, how much of that is because we're 30 years old and how much of it is because we sit and play video games?
Like spaghetti and stuff? I don't know. It's probably a lot of that.
If you stay active.
Well, I've got a level up, so I'll go first with that. I am going to be reducing Caleb's mind score to 2. And increasing Caleb's soul score to -1. This whole Tri-Wizard tournament has really given Caleb a lot to think about in terms of how they have this big effect on people. And he's also been working with Sophie, the Hufflepuff, as she deals with the media relations. And he's seeing that social power is a type of power, just like magical power. He's not good at it because he hasn't practiced his entire life, but he's beginning to see the value in it. And I'd also like to improve my relationship with Sophie. As off screen, Caleb's kind of been like the tactics behind the publications that go out.
So does this mean that Caleb's going to become a politician now? Because he understands the power
trying
of
to like
social
snipe
power.
Sophie over Leo's date.
Love triangle. Por qué no los dos?
The fact that you're not answering worries me.
It does.
I think, separate from this, Caleb is also kind of bothered at Leo still. Flashback to the previous fun fact about Leo playing these noises. And he hasn't actually been sleeping in the room anymore. He, like, sleeps in the room of requirement or just wanders the halls.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Once again, I try to make a funny joke and I hurt my friends.
Freya's fun fact is that she really wants to learn more about the upcoming tasks. And so she's been making sleeping potions and forcing herself to sleep to see if she can dream about anything that is in the tasks specifically.
Nice. Has she come up with anything yet?
I don't know, Kevin. Have I? Has she?
Okay. You see a musty cave. And then you see this big circular object. And it all of a sudden it rushes towards you at great speed. And just as it's about to hit you, you wake up. And you just keep having that same nightmare.
Okay.
All right.
Fun fact.
Fun for somebody. That someone is Kevin.
All right, I'll go next. Skylar is leveling up. I'm changing a negative trait from obedient to reckless. And then my fun fact is that Skylar got themselves and Alan matching pair of hot pink boxer shorts.
Nice.
Very nice.
Okay, so Alan's fun fact is that since they really love the bow truckles at Care of Magical Creatures, they've been like bringing the bow truckles gifts at every class. And so now the bow truckles, like crows, have started to like give Allison little gifts of little trinkets, things they find in the woods, sort of things, bottle caps and whatnot.
So do you keep it?
Oh, I do. Yeah, I got like a jar in my room that I just like keep the gifts from the bow truckles.
But it's trash.
Yep. Or money or what? Yeah. What do crows bring people?
They can be trained to bring money.
But like if a crow, I'm just saying if like a crow gave me some trash, I would throw away the trash. I don't
understand.
No,
that's incorrect.
Oh, Kevin, I have something to show you.
About crows and trash?
About crows and all the fun trinkets they bring you.
I mean, yeah, it's trash. I get that. And like when a cat brings me a dead mouse, I definitely throw that away.
One man's trash is another man's treasure.
But also, it's another other man's trash still.
No, no, Kevin. If you look at these fun things.
If it's non-organic, Alan's keeping it.
I think every person aspires to befriend crows and have the crows bring them gifts. No? Is that just me?
Yeah, specifically that, everybody.
I don't.
What?
So speaking of being brought trash that may or may not be treasure and may or may not be organic, so I think this is actually something that has been happening to Leo ever since first year when they got here. So the house elves do all of our laundry, right? So Leo's robes go through and they always find something in the pockets, such as bacon or old homework that he forgot to turn in, or just, you know, general trinkets he lost, but, you know, probably usually bacon. And the house elves don't know if he, like, wants to keep them or not, or if they're trash. So they just end up like, well, that's just some bacon on his bed, or just like, oh, look, I remember all just in your underwear drawer or something. Like, they don't know what to do with it. So it just ends up places.
Oh, that's like really gross.
Yeah.
Just like buying a sandwich under your pillow.
Yeah.
But why under the pillow?
I feel like that they got to get creative. Like at this point, it's been happening
it's just like a little game for them.
So it turns into a little game. Like a it's not like they're asking Leo, like, hey, what's the deal with this? Where should we put it? They're just putting it places and then leaving, and Leo just like deals with it. So I'm sure they have had some fun with it by now.
Definitely.
How does Leo deal with it?
By probably not dealing with it.
Does some of it end up on Caleb's side?
I feel Caleb hasn't been in the room very much, but when he comes back, there's just rotting, desiccated bacon over on his side.
Oh, God.
No, I think he finds the bacon and he just picks it up and just like smells it. Nah, and then he throws it away most of the time.
But then there's other times that he thinks it's fine and he eats it, I'm sure.
I mean, you don't want to waste it. It's only been there a day.
How many times has he been correct?
I don't want to talk about it.
Journal entry. Alan. Alrighty. Potions project. Triwizard tournament. And becoming a demigod. What else is there in my life? Oh, I gotta find a date. Whatever. Potions class. Joy. What brings me joy? I mean, music. Music brings me joy. So I guess my potions project will definitely be music. Maybe something punk or rock. Pop. Punk or pop. Yeah, I can make this work. What I need is some inspiration. And maybe some space to breathe for a moment. Something not quite so stuffy as this castle. A place with trees and wind. The snow feels nice, but it's like a heavy blanket trapping me in this castle. Sometimes the weight is nice, and sometimes it's just oppressive.
A few weeks later, the five of you find yourselves walking down the hall, heading towards lunch in the middle of the day. When Freya, you feel tap, tap, tap on your shoulder.
I turn around.
Hey, Freya, what's going on? It is Francis.
Hi, I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. You guys walking to get lunch? I can walk with you?
Yeah, of course.
Cool. Then he starts walking with the rest of you. So, Freya, the dance coming up. Was wondering if you're going with anyone.
Not currently.
Cool. Well, I'm not going with anyone. Do you want to go with me?
sure. Yeah. That sounds like fun.
Cool. Because, you know, I know you have to have a date and everything, but, I was just thinking, you know, it could be a good way to, just hang out, have a good time, whatever. So,
this isn't a date, then.
Oh, okay. Well, what is a date to you?
I don't know. I was asking you if you thought it was.
Well, I did think it was.
Okay,
but it doesn't have to be if you don't I mean,
it's fine. It can be a date, Francis.
Okay. Well, it's a date.
Great. Cool.
And he gives you finger wands and walks off.
Finger wands.
Did that just happen?
Is that your betrothed who just asked you on a date?
Yeah. I mean, we've been close, but oh my God, I can't believe you just asked me out.
That's exciting.
Great job.
Freya's like super excited and is just like skipping to lunch now.
Oh, that's cute.
Where is everyone else on the mandatory date front?
Wait, it's mandatory? Skylar like groggily looks your way. Is mandatory?
That's what they said, for us at least.
Hey, Felicity! Felicity's like walking two groups in front of us.
Oh, Skylar, hi!
Yeah.
You look terrible.
Thanks. I love you too. Do you want to dance with me? On the required...
Like now?
Like, no, there's like a prom. And
oh, you want to go to prom with me?
Yeah, I would love that more than the whole castle.
Skylar, you know we've had this conversation, this exact conversation, like 4 times.
Oh, man. Okay. I'm assuming you said yes?
Every time.
Yes. Oh, thank goodness.
Okay, you should really sleep.
I give her some finger wands, too.
Okay.
I guess I'm going with Felicity. It's already been decided. Good job, future Skylar. Skylar pats themselves on the back.
Alan's going to look around and see if Dakota is in the Great Hall because they're feeling the vibe.
Literally, Dakota is walking with you.
Oh, okay. Did I know that?
No. Dakota's just like behind you. Like I was here the whole time.
Oh, hi, Dakota. Do you want to go to prom with me?
You want to go to prom with me?
Yeah, right. I guess it's weird because we're like roommates. What? It's fine.
Well, I'm so sorry. I would, but somebody else already asked me.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay. Yeah. No. That's no problem. Cool. Who? Congrats.
Oh, I don't want to tell you because I don't want you to be mad at me.
Oh, okay, well, I probably won't be mad at you, but I don't know, I can't guarantee you that. We're teenagers. Cool, congrats! And then Alan just, like, walks very fast into the Great Hall.
Oh, okay, because I could have told you, and the voice just trails off.
I want to know who Dakota's going with.
Yeah, is it Hunter?
Oh my God, it's got to be Hunter.
I mean, I am giving a little bit of side eye over to Dakota, like,
What?
You can tell us.
I mean, we're not going to be mad.
We won't get mad.
Right?
Well,
it's cool. We'll find out eventually.
No, I'll tell you.
What? It's not like it's a person from another school, right?
It is, actually.
What?
Wow.
That's fine. No pressure.
I'm going with Dana. She asked me.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure you'll have fun.
I mean, isn't that a little bit messy? Never mind. I guess it's fine. Good job, Dakota.
Do you think I should cancel?
No.
I think you should be brave enough to talk to Alan yourself, though.
I want to. I do. I want to. I just haven't, you know, summoned the courage yet.
Dakota, you can do it. They're not going to be mad at you. It's going to go great.
Well, they might. You never know.
They might be a little bit, but it's probably fine.
If he is mad, like, he should be mad at Dana, not you.
But
Dana's been flirting with him.
This is all so complicated. Why does anyone have to be mad at anyone about any of this? This is just a silly prom. All
right. Well, maybe I'm just going to go back to the common room. I'll see y'all later. And with that, Dakota just scurries off in the other direction.
Skylar's too tired to deal with this.
Beaters don't run away from trouble. What's going on? We need Quidditch to come back. Flying through the air. Free. Fighting other people. It was perfect.
Oh, yeah, because did they cancel it for this year? Because the wizard tournaments?
Yeah, I've been sort of antsy, I guess. It's like I want to fight something. It's been too long since I fought anything.
When did you last fight something?
I mean, we had the trial. We didn't really fight anything there, though.
Let's fight now! Skylar whips out their wand and casts a spell on you.
What spell?
Wizard Fight Club.
A spell!
What is happening right
yeah.
now?
Yeah.
A spell.
I feel like we were all starting to disperse and go walk away, and then we all turn around like, wait, oh, duel time.
Yeah, I just changed one of my negative traits to reckless, everyone.
How's that a negative trait? Seems positive to me.
I cast Wadawasi, and I shoot a small mass of baby teeth at you.
Protego, Protego, Protego!
All right, roll magic, both of you.
Why? Whose baby teeth are these? Right?
You'll never know.
Did you just conjured baby teeth?
No, no. The law of equivalent exchange. They came from somewhere.
Oh, God.
Somewhere there's a baby that doesn't have teeth anymore.
No, what? No, that's so much worse than what I was thinking.
Somewhere there's a baby who's crying even more than they were crying a minute
somewhere
ago.
There's a boy who's been collecting his baby teeth, and he checks under, like, in his little cupboard in a box, and they're gone. He's like, but why?
Okay, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 12.
I rolled a 7 plus 1 for magic plus 1 for it's in my spell bank. That's a 9. Oh,
wow. Oh my
small
God.
Baby teeth eject from Skylar's wand. Plink, plink, plink hits you in the chest.
No, I don't think so, because this description of the spell is a wad of something. So I think this has to be like a big baby teeth chunk.
Oh.
Like they have to be together in some way.
Oh, and then okay. They just
I don't
scatter.
Think it went punk punk punk. I think it is this a sort of baby teeth bomb.
Okay, so it's like holding them together. It's like a wad of baby teeth cemented together in with some kind of mush. And when it
sounds like a fourth grade art project.
Yeah, when it hits Caleb, kind of splits open. You've got pieces of teeth stuck all over your shirt. A few, like, clatter to the ground.
Oh, they're all over!
I can keep going if that's what you want. Fight me!
Yeah. I don't think this, Caleb looks down at the teeth, is what I want.
Skylar,
right
like,
now.
Skylar just like
it's lunchtime.
They shrug their shoulders and they just keep walking.
You really need to get some more sleep.
As you guys finish your fight and start walking away, you see the three Griffin bros all sprinting towards you with their wands, see you finishing in unison, just say, aw.
And then they, like, step on a few teeth, and they're like, what? Ew.
So, Leo, who are you going to ask to the prom?
Oh, well, I hadn't really thought about it that much, but... And Leo kind of looks around and kind of, like, indicates to Freya, like, maybe, hey, let's, like, with a hand gesture, can you step aside to talk to you privately for a second? Just, like, okay. takes Freya aside and says, hey, I was wondering if, I don't know, if maybe you want to go to the prom with me?
Leo, Francis just asked me.
Oh. Like, oh, that makes sense.
Like in front of you.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I was thinking about something else, I guess.
I'm really sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. You're the only person that I'm really like friendly with that I would want to dance with, I think. Oh. That's weird. I'm going to go this way now. Bye.
Okay. I can help you.
Just a few short days before the date of the second task, the five of you find yourselves sitting in the Room of Requirement, once again set up very similarly to just before the first task. The war room is in full effect, but it seems like most of the planning and practice has already occurred, and you're actually currently sitting and having a conversation with Sophie, who... She's got like a big poster board with a bunch of post-it notes all over it. She's got like several three-ring binders all spread out all over this table.
Oh, Caleb has organized those. Caleb is organizing all the notes.
And she's like, oh, yeah, yeah. Here, Caleb, could you take this one? And
of course.
Go to page 5 for me.
Flip, flip, flip.
Excellent. Yes. So, everyone, why can't we be winners? let's talk objectives. Because we've talked image already. We got Leo that haircut. It's looking great, by the way. But at the end of the day, what we need is a message. So what's your message? What are you trying to say? With this fame that you all have, you've got a platform. What are you going to do with it?
Well, I've been thinking about this a lot. And I remember last year, there were a lot of people calling to have non-humans like myself expelled from Hogwarts. Maybe we can highlight how our diversity is actually making us stronger. That's why we're in the lead in this, because we all have different talents and abilities.
She walks over to her board, writes diversity, and puts it up on the wall. What else?
Inclusion. Yeah, what we want to be like a role model for kids. Yeah, because like I'm trans and Caleb's a werewolf and Skylar's got really cool hands, and there's probably a bunch of kids out there that look like that, but they're looking at all the other like famous Quidditch stars, and they don't look like that.
All right.
Yeah.
So, great energy, great ideas. Could you explain to me, and this is very important, in maybe 5 seconds or less, what the difference is between diversity and inclusion?
In 5 seconds or less, the difference between diversity and inclusion.
Yes.
Diversity is the intrinsic differences between people. Inclusion is making sure they all feel safe.
2, 1. You just defined them. You didn't explain the difference.
I mean, they're different words.
The definitions are different. So it's inherently different.
Diversity
Webster's Dictionary defines diversity.
Diversity about like identity, where inclusion is about community.
I'm just a media person. I'm telling you right now that your audience is not going to understand half of those words.
But I am just a teenager, and I'm supposed to explain diversity and inclusion to a bunch of adults who are supposed to like have this stuff figured out?
I don't think so. I just think we should put both of those words together in the same box.
You mean combine them to make a new word out of the two of them?
I vote the new word sounds like wakilash.
Inversity.
Hold on. That's not
inversity.
What I expected.
Inversity.
Inclusity.
Or, inclusity. And let me pitch you an idea.
Yeah.
And she walks over to the board, and where she wrote diversity just writes, and inclusion.
Oh.
Cool. All right. So we've got somewhere. What else we got?
What do you got, Leo?
Well, I think that people might enjoy the things that make us relatable. Relatability is important, you know? So like I could talk about the cool Dr. Professor Wizard figurines I have. And maybe the Dungeons & Dragons game I've been playing.
So Leo, I'm going to stop you right there. No one likes Dungeons and Dragons. No one. Second.
That's a generalization.
And as a media person, that's my whole game.
But I like Dungeons and Dragons.
Second, I don't know that I understand how Dungeons and Dragons is a message that you want to send as much as it's just sort of a thing that you like.
No, it's more like trying to tell people, yeah, we're cool just like you. We're just like normal people who play Dungeons and Dragons, just and do stuff that you would do because you can relate to us.
But what if we have to face a dungeon or a dragon in the next task, right?
And I think that we're losing the plot here because, again, I asked for a list of things that are important for you to send messages to the world about.
Relatability is my answer to that question.
I want
to
send a message just to Hunter.
Okay, so the Hufflepuff situation, that's also probably an important thing for us to talk about.
Yeah, you're in the Hufflepuffs.
That's
what do you
true.
Think?
What I think isn't relevant, because that's not my job. My job is to make you look good.
Okay, but and set yourself apart from your job.
She winks a second time.
Can I read between the lines? Can I roll read between the lines?
Sure. Leah's winking back like, winking. We don't. Wink. No, what? Wink. Six, you're talking about.
Seven, eight. Really I rolled. Don't. I know. I rolled a nine.
Okay. On a 7 to 9, you can choose one question. Are they telling the truth? What are they planning? How do they see me? How can I get them to trust me? How can I make them angry? How are they feeling?
What are they? What? Why are they winking? What does that mean?
That's not one of the questions, but that's fine. We can just do
that. Yeah.
Why are they winking? They're winking because they want you to feel like they've got a winning personality.
All right.
Okay, so I understand you have a great personality, Sophie. But,
thank you.
But set yourself away from this job for a second. Mm-hmm. As a Hufflepuff, what do you think about us wanting...
That you have an image problem.
Yeah, you said that before.
Yes, and that's where this whole thing came from, right? Well, not completely, but I think this is pretty much the 800-pound gorilla in the room. We're going to have to deal with it one way or another. We're going to have to come out and we're going to have to make some kind of statement. Now, in my expert opinion, and I may only be 15 years old, but I do have an expert opinion.
Yeah.
You got two options. Option one, deflect, reorganize the perspective. Just do anything you can to just kind of not talk about it anymore.
I like this option.
Someone ask you, Alan, hey, so, you know, how are you feeling? Do you think that Bobby hates your guts and wishes you were dead? What do you say?
I think that we need to focus on making the world a more inclusive place and being nicer to each other.
Yes, exactly. Perfect answer. 100 out of 100. Thank you.
I mean, good I think work. It would have been equally effective for me to start talking about Dungeons and Dragons. That
Leo.
Would be deflective.
Leo. Yeah. Okay, so yeah. let's try this with Leo.
I know some really Leo. Cool bow truckle facts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I don't know if bow truckles really will speak to your 18 to 49 demographic, but sure.
I also think
is that our demographic?
Generalizing that no one likes D&D is not inclusive, Sophie. Skylar just looks
fine,
at her.
And for the purpose of how you're going to approach the media and the questions you ask, I would not recommend saying anything like, nobody likes D&D. I'm just being honest.
You gotta preach what you practice, Sophie.
You don't want us to be honest?
Sophie, have you even played Dungeons & Dragons?
No.
I hear Leo's really good at it.
No. It's like really fun, though.
If you let Leo DM a game for you, I think your mind might be changed. Skyla, like, gives Leo some eyes.
Look, do you want to win this election or not? Wait, hold on. Different client. Look, do you want people to like you or not?
Wait, do you work for Hermione Granger?
Not yet, but my application is in, so.
You'll get there.
Oh, good luck. That's awesome.
Thank you. If you could give me a recommendation, actually, that's kind of, you know, never mind. We'll talk about that when we get there. Look, my job is not to make choices about right or wrong. My job is to prepare you for the harsh reality of the world. The negativity that you need to work on deflecting. If you want people to care about diversity and inclusiveness, then you're going to have to, you know, take your lumps and try to focus and stay on that message.
Take my lumps.
My lovely lady lumps.
That's
my
not,
lumps.
Nope.
My
That's
lumps.
I mean, I could cast a spell on Alan that would make their face all lumpy. That would help. Would
nope,
that help?
It's not. I
oh,
think you're
I see.
Metaphor.
We need to make more swelling solution.
Yeah,
I get
okay,
it.
Lumps.
Yeah,
okay,
that
works. Lumps.
Okay, let's
yeah.
move on. That's not.
Good evening, witches and wizards. This is Horrence Smorance, and you're listening to the Mystery History Hour. Tonight on our flagship program, we have Aura Darkblade Shadowfeather. Apologies, I've just been handed a note. It seems that Darkblade Shadowfeather was preoccupied this evening, but has instead sent their assistant, Carlos Weasley, to share their insights on Horcruxes and the dark arts.
Well, Carlos, thank you for coming. Corliss, can you tell our audience a bit about the time that Darkblade found the Horcrux, the Blood Goblet?
Yes, it was 6:42 p.m. London Standard Time when Blood Shadow brought in the Blood Goblet. I filled out Form 691.
What was it like when you touched the Horcrux? How did it feel?
Well, yes, I did, as part of the proper handling, classification, and labeling. I did create a label for the Horcrux and stuck it on the item. I don't think it liked being labeled.
It didn't like being labeled. What do you mean?
It burned the label. I had to make a second one.
Oh, all right.
Yes, well, the second one boiled away. But the third one... did the trick. I was able to apply the third label so it could be properly categorized underneath the dark items that hold and contain souls. I had to reference the paperwork to make sure they filled it out properly. Just double checking, and so that they were stored in the same place, but they were isolated because they do tend to interact with each other, brooding little angsty things.
What exactly the Ministry knows about Horcruxes?
No.
Oh, maybe just a little.
No.
That's fair enough. Don't you have to commit a horrific act to create a Horcrux?
I'm not sure exactly on how you create one. There are multiple ways to destroy one. You do have to choose an option on the paperwork form. There's a little box of, like, how the Ministry intends to destroy it.
Do you have a Horcrux? Did you take one home? Be honest.
Did
now.
I take one home? I'm not going to mention that on the radio.
Oh, that's not a no.
No, oh, I did right. not. Take a Horcrux home. That was a very terrible joke I should not have made. I'm sorry. Redacted.
But the Horcruxes, they haven't been destroyed yet. Isn't that true? They haven't been destroyed.
Hang on now. Why are you so excited?
I'm very interested, for a friend, in all of these important details about magical, if heinous, items in our society.
Well, you can go look up in the Library of European Congress, where keeps detailed documentations of all records of Horcruxes. If you find it there, then that would...
The records.
All right, I think we maybe need to keep you away from the Horcruxes and the Horcrux experts, and my character has slowly become Hagrid again.
And tell us, Carlos Weasley, where did you attain all of this knowledge about Horcruxes?
I went to Hogwarts.
Oh, that's not unsettling at all. All right.
We hope that you've enjoyed this publication of the Mystery History Hour. Next week, come back when we learn about the underground raves of pixies.
Hi, everybody. It's Kevin, your resident Potter nerd. So, that one interviewer guy was definitely, like, super evil, right? Don't you have to kill someone to make a Horcrux? I hope he didn't, act on his interests. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Why Can't We Be Wizards? As usual, I want to thank all of you so much for your support. Thanks for checking out all of our stuff on Twitter and Instagram, and definitely a huge shout out to the folks who hang out on our Discord server. If you haven't yet, definitely take a look at our link tree in the episode description for an invite to the server. Or, if you're a super fan, come find it on our cool new website, whycan'twebewizards.com. Mike worked super hard on it, and he's really proud of it, so you should definitely go check it out and then tell him what a good job he did. As always, I want to thank Table Story for our fantastically excellent game system, Witchcraft and Wizardry. Definitely go check them out. Okay, that's all from me this week. We'll be back in 2 weeks on September 23rd. And with that, let's get back to the show. The morning of the second task in late February, all 50 champions find themselves in a small, dank, dark, enclosed space, all surrounding the officials for the Triwizard Tournament. You are all in the entrance to the Hogwarts dungeons. Actually, right next to a bathroom. And Professor Pritchard says, "The one you hold dear has been hidden from you. Inside this bathroom, There's a big slide where one of the sinks are, and it'll take you to secret chambers underneath Hogwarts. Now, before you ask, don't worry. There are no evil giant snakes down there. We got rid of those for sure. There are, however, many mysteries to uncover and obstacles to overcome. So with that in mind, I invite each team, in order of their current placement, to enter and begin searching for your lost friends. So there's someone to find for each member of every team.
What?
Oh.
The first team to bring them back is the winner. Any questions?
Who is it?
I'm sorry?
Who's the person we're looking for?
No, you're all looking. Each one of you is looking for different people. So it's about 50 people in the depths of Hogwarts right now.
Oh, my. What do we do if we find someone else's person?
You won't.
Oh.
But if you do, you can just leave them there because, again, no one's actually going to get hurt in any of these challenges. So it's really no big deal.
Yeah, it would be really stupid for you to stay down there and try to get all of them. Just for nobility's sake, that would be so stupid.
Yeah, because they're not actually going to die.
Correct. Okay. There's no danger. It's very important. There's no danger associated with any of these tasks. And I guess legally I do have to say that out loud about every 20 minutes for the duration of this entire tournament. So
I have a question. Leo raises his hand.
Okay, Leo. Yep.
Was that slide always there, or did you like install this fun slide just for the task?
That's for me to know and you to maybe find out.
Are there other fun slides hidden amongst the castle?
Again, same answer.
That's not a no.
Permission to investigate.
Noted.
Okay, well, if there are no other questions, I'd invite the team that won the first task to enter first. So, and I really hate saying this every time, but why can't we be winners? Would you like to go first?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it too late to change our team name? But yes.
It's extremely late. Yes.
All right, cool.
Again, the Goblet of Fire is a binding contract. It's a magical contract. So
super weird that, okay, yeah, that's fine. Let's go.
Okay, and so the five of you all walk into this bathroom. As you enter the girls' bathroom, there's a big slide over by where one of the mirrors was.
All right, well, I guess we got to enjoy the parts that are fun. Leo jumps on the slide.
No, I'm going after Leo.
Like, doesn't
okay.
look around.
Gotta like catch him in case he's trapped. Going off for a jump or something.
YOLO.
I guess we just go in then.
Sure.
Freya also goes down the slide.
Wait, Skylar like holds on to Freya's arm. Freya. Can I sit on your lap?
Oh my god, I'm halfway down the slide. You're holding me back.
No, I'm sorry, I let go. Who else is still out?
You let go and then Freya just goes, ah!
Ellen's just standing there looking at Skylar being like, you gonna go down first?
Ellen, can I sit on your lap?
What? No, I don't think we're both gonna like fit. In like that.
You hear a knock at the door, like, are you done yet?
All right, let's go. I'll be right behind you.
Oh, okay. Skylar jumps in.
And then Alan follows.
Woo! Right, yeah, you start going down this like really cool slide. It's really long, it's really deep. It takes a very, very long extended period of time.
Ow!
In the animated version of this that'll eventually be released. there's like a whole cool side adventure. You see like a cat running around at one point, but eventually you all fall down and into the ramp. I need everyone to roll body.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Body. At least now I don't have -2.
That's a 7 minus 2 for a 5 of failure. Better.
It's time to get some stars today.
7 plus 3 for a
I rolled
perfect
a
success.
3 minus 1, it's a 2 for body for Leo.
Me and Alan need more gymnastics. Be more flexible.
1. Failure.
1.
You just rolled a 1
so
straight up.
Literally
one?
Oh, everyone. Okay, so Caleb, as you go down the slide after Leo, you see Leo flat on his face like Scooby-Doo upside down, like torso on the ground, legs in the air style. And you sort of do like a cool little like dodge roll thing out of the way and land on your feet. Everybody else piles behind that and just lands in top in a big heap.
Oh, God.
And so as they're all kind of disentangling their limbs, Caleb, you look around this room. You are in a circular chamber. In the center of this circular chamber are these five rods that are about waist height for you. And at the top of those rods, there's a little red button. And beneath the button, kind of engraved into the rod itself, are pictures of faces. And as you inspect them, you realize these are your faces. Everybody on the team. So there's basically like a button for everyone.
Oh.
As you look around the perimeter of the room, you also recognize that there are five doors. Four of those doors are closed, and one is standing open.
It's a puzzle.
The picture of my face, does it like look good? Do I look good?
I don't let Leo touch the buttons.
It doesn't look good, but
nobody touched the buttons yet.
It looks like you. It's very accurate. So right. I guess if you think you look good, it looks good.
Hmm. No.
Is it pre-haircut or post-haircut?
It's pre-haircut. These were taken a couple weeks ago.
Mm, I see. Okay, Alan is going to climb out of the puddle of human limbs.
Yeah. I'm okay.
Okay, we got one door open. Do we just go through the door, see what's behind the door?
I think we should. And then I think we should bring whoever's in there back here and select which person they correspond to.
Oh, is it just about figuring out who matches up with who?
I mean, we also got a key, right? Keys, doors, go together.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, well, maybe we should try to unlock that other door first?
I mean, the door's open, right? One of them's open?
One of them's open. Why don't we... Yeah, let's go through the open door.
But what if the open door's a trick?
I don't know if you have any better ideas, Leo. It's either that or we push one of the buttons.
Yeah, I don't think we should push the button.
I don't think we should push the buttons, at least not yet.
Alrighty, Alan's gonna walk tentatively over to the door. Does anything spooky happen?
As you stick your head through the door, a bunch of bats fly through. Yeah, like Batman style, and there's just bats everywhere for like 10 seconds, and everybody's freaking out. The whole room is going nuts, and then all of a sudden the bats fly back in, and then it's silence again.
They just fly back in. Okay.
Wizard gods.
Okay, that was weird. We got this. I look in the room. Do I see anything?
Lumos. Yeah, when you look inside, it's pretty dark.
Okay, Lumos.
Okay, roll magic.
That's a 4 plus 2 magic is 6 plus like it's a 4 first year spell, so that makes it a 10.
Okay, perfect success. Your wand lights up and casts light down this Lumos. Cave, which is what it actually is. You see a cave.
A cave.
A dungeon.
This cave seems like it goes on for a ways.
Wait, Freya. Does this look like the cave you saw in your dreams?
Does it?
The walls seem similar, yes. But it doesn't seem like the same like construction of the cave. You've seen this dream frequently enough that you know like the shape of the walls and exactly what the pattern of all of the features are, and it's not exactly the same.
It's not. No, this isn't the place.
Okay. Well, I guess we just gotta keep going.
I hope we do encounter a dragon. Then it'd be Dungeons and Dragons. Skylar follows behind you.
I don't think it's just quite the same, Skylar, but I appreciate the attitude. I actually, for one, do not hope that we see a dragon. I actively hope we do not see a dragon.
I agree. I don't want to see a dragon.
It doesn't take too long for it to take a bend to the right and then eventually open up into this massive cavern. Whoa. 50 feet high, pretty dark. There's a path to the left that you start following. And pretty quickly, you start to see these big, deep indentations in the walls. And you also notice that there are some bars on those indentations. And then you realize that, those are cells. This is a prison.
What?
Inspecting pretty much the first cell that you see a form lying on the ground. It seems like there's a person in there.
Do you think this prison was built for the task, or there was always some prison-esque structure down here in Hogwarts basements?
And they just decided to use it for funsies.
This kind of reminds me of that labyrinth.
Yeah, Mike, why don't you roll I read about that?
That is a 7.
On a 7, you're not sure, but you do get that weird sense of deja vu, like you've been here before.
Oh, no. Guys, I don't like this place. This doesn't feel right.
Yeah, I agree. What do you mean?
I get a weird sense of deja vu, like I've been here before.
Okay, but what happens next? Every time I get deja vu, I'm like, okay, I've been here before. What happens next?
Yeah, I don't remember, though. I'm not sure that it's just a feeling.
Yeah, it never works for me either, but I figure I try every time.
Skylar walks up to the cell with the person in it and tries the door.
The door is locked.
Oh, the key.
Yeah, try it.
Okay, sure. So when you put that key into the lock, it doesn't fit. It's like it's one of those ones where it fits like 80% of the way in and then just like won't go all the way and it won't click.
Well, maybe like this isn't our person, right? Whoever this person is, like we got to find the door that's our person and the key should unlock that.
Maybe.
Do we recognize who it is?
Are they awake?
No, it's a person that's laying on the ground.
Do you think they've all been put to sleep?
Would anyone like to roll notice something?
Yeah.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah, we love noticing things.
Double wizard hats.
Yeah, boy.
You notice it the best.
You immediately recognize this as Leo's sister, Ella.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no, this has to be Leo's person. Wait, that's Ella.
Does it mean that I have to use the key? Ooh, can I try it? I take the key and I try the key.
Same thing. It doesn't work.
Oh. Ella, are you awake? Can you hear us?
She does not stir.
Oh.
All right, key hand.
Okay.
Seven, eight,
sure,
nine.
Sure, roll magic. Why not?
10, 11, 12.
Okay, yeah, you make your hand in the shape of a key. You shove it in this lock. It just doesn't want to go all the way in.
Huh. I think it's blocked by something. I look in the keyhole. Does it, like, do I, like, feel anything with the tip of my finger, like if it can be removed, or is it like a magical blocking?
It almost feels like a magical barrier.
Okay. So there's something stopping us from opening it.
Maybe we should look at the other cells.
Oh, yeah. Or maybe, what about the buttons? Maybe Leo's got to like smash his button and then run back really quick and like get in time so the door opens, or like teamwork makes the dream work.
Yeah, try that.
I'm afraid of what's going to happen when I press the button, and I don't know if it's going to be a good thing, but...
Well,
if you guys are out of ideas.
Why don't we try and find a cell that has someone that we are 100% sure is one of our people?
Alrighty, Alan's gonna move down the hall, see another cell.
Skylar follows you.
Yeah, I mean, when you look, it doesn't seem like any of the other cells here are occupied. They're all pretty much empty. But as you get down to kind of the end of the row of cells, you do see another opening in the wall.
Okay, I feel like we need to solve this one first.
Did you say there were five doors at the entrance? How much do you want to bet each door is a different person?
Should we try the key on one of the other doors, or do you guys just want me to go press that button?
I think we should explore the next room before we press any buttons.
I think we should press the button.
We might only have one chance at the button press.
All right, why don't we check out one more room, and then I want to press this button, because I'm kind of starting to get a bad feeling here.
Do you want me to hold your hand?
I actually kind of do.
Skylar. Yeah, Skylar offers their hand.
So we're going into the next cavern then?
Okay. So the five of you, Leo and Skylar, hand in hand, start making your way down the next tunnel. It doesn't take long, again, before you find a new room. It's another cavern, smaller though. The floor is kind of much flatter than it is everywhere else. There's some stonework in the ground, like it's been carved somehow. Would anyone like to roll notice something?
Yes.
Notice things.
I got notice a six things. Plus one.
I got a nine.
It's seven.
I got a nine.
Seven.
Bunch of partial successes there.
You notice two things. One is that on the floor, there's actually like these sort of intricate tile shapes that are all filled with these different symbols. And across the room, the glint of your light shines off some words, and what you catch is healer of all.
That's it? Healer of all?
Is that all it says? Alan's gonna get closer to the wall.
How much closer?
Uh-oh.
Don't step on the tiles.
That's never a good sign.
I'm gonna take two steps forward.
Okay, roll body.
Oh, God. That's a four minus two.
Okay, and with a two, you take two steps forward. The floor collapses beneath you, and you start to fall down into this hole. Is anyone going
to
do anything?
I try and reach out and catch. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Leo and Caleb both roll a body.
Oh, Leo. I did great. I got a 12.
I got an 8.
Okay. Yeah. Mixed success. You're fine. You just kind of fall backwards. Caleb, you grab Alan's arms at the very last moment and just barely manage to pull them back in. Now, the two tiles that you stepped on have disappeared completely.
Huh.
Okay. It's a trap. Yep, that's true. That's not.
So we need to find more heavy objects and put them on other tiles to see which ones are going to collapse, maybe?
It's not a bad idea.
Or figure out which ones are going to collapse by what they look like. Was there anything different about those tiles from the ones that we're standing on?
Well, none of you rolled well enough and you noticed something to remember what the specific tiles were, so you're not sure.
Okay.
Well, let's look at them now and see what's different about the remaining tiles.
Okay. Caleb, why don't you roll? I read about that.
Yes. And it pays off with a 7+3.
Okay, so with a 10, you immediately recognize these, and actually this makes a lot of thematic sense, Caleb. These are ancient runes.
Oh.
And specifically, they're an old Aramaic language that you recognize corresponds to specific phonetic sounds.
Maybe you have to spell what's on the wall.
Yeah, healer of all.
Healer of all. Yeah, can you spell that in that language maybe?
Yeah, can I?
Well, who's a healer? Maybe it's like a trivia, you know? I read about that. I'm gonna roll.
Okay, go ahead.
That's a 5+1 is a 6.
You have no idea.
I have no idea, but maybe.
Maybe it's the person who runs the hospital wing.
Madame Pomfrey?
So how do you spell Pomfrey?
P-O-M-F-R-E-Y?
What's the first letter of the rune translation of the name Pomfrey?
You can figure that out off screen. I don't think we need to come up with the whole language in order to
puzzle. So. I guess, all right. So I guess, Caleb, do you tell me that? And then do I go step on that tile?
What? No. No.
So yes, so Leo did ask, hey, translate this rune for me. And Caleb said no.
Well, how about we do that thing where we test some of the tiles, like you were suggesting, with weights and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I could just step on one without all of my weight and still be able to just, catch myself, or, somebody could hold me while I do it. I feel like there's a way to test these without, you know, falling in the hole.
Yeah, I got you. Skylar wraps, their fingers around you, kind of like when you're going to go skydiving, you, step into a harness. I make a harness out of my hands.
Oh, yeah. That's
okay,
awesome.
And you're just going to start stepping on stuff in, the first row, kind of?
I guess, yeah. For now, let's just test, a couple more in the first row.
But don't put your full weight, because I cannot lift you.
I'm going to put... Don't just step off. Yeah. I'm just putting one foot gently on it and pressing a little bit until I know for sure, would this hold me?
Okay, Alan's got wand at the ready to cast Levicorpus if Leo starts falling. But yeah, I failed every roll today, so.
Okay.
Leo doesn't know that.
Leo should.
Sure, yeah. But you start this process, you put your foot through half a dozen tiles before finally you find one that seems like solid ground.
All right. And, well, we could just keep doing that for the whole thing, guys.
You realize that tile corresponds with phonetically the PH sound.
Hmm.
Puh. Phoenix?
Or Pomfrey?
Pomfrey.
Phoenix, though. Phoenix tears, right?
Oh,
they, like,
Phoenix
heal you.
Phoenixes do heal all, don't they?
Okay, mm-hmm. Phoenix. Where are the rest of the letters?
Is there the rest of Phoenix connected to this?
Yeah, I mean, you could try. Sure.
All right, Caleb, go for it. You know the letters the best.
All right. I'm going to try to get to the other side, but what do I do once I'm there?
Don't know.
We'll just follow you.
I also have my wand out in case I need to Levicorpus him as
all
well.
Right. Caleb's going to try to test the next letter of Phoenix.
You find the equivalent to O, and you step on it, and it works.
Continuing on cautiously, going through Phoenix.
Yeah, slowly but surely, you make your way all the way across this precarious trap. Yeah,
nice.
you made it.
We figured it out.
I follow.
Cool.
Do I have to roll body to like balance or are we not balancing?
It's not that
hard.
Don't
give us an opportunity for Kevin to fail us.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's on the other side?
On the other side is another tunnel.
Oh my gosh, another tunnel. Okay, well, I feel like we got to keep going. We need something else besides the key.
Yeah, maybe the key to the cell is back here somewhere.
All right.
All right, I went first last time and I almost fell into a pit, so somebody else.
Are we sure that they're not just trying to like distract us from the buttons and, you know, my sister and its cell? Like, this could all just be a total red herring.
That doesn't seem like something that they do. They make you jump through a lot of hoops.
By the way, in case anybody was wondering, you're at 24 minutes.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
How timed are we?
24 minutes and 37 seconds, 38 seconds. I am timing you.
Is there a time limit?
No, so this is a race. It's a race.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's go across the thing.
Yeah.
We go into the next room. I'll lead.
All right, let's do it. I follow.
Yep, I'm following.
Okay, so you all... make your way through. This time, this tunnel is the shortest one out of all of them. So really quickly, as you enter the next room, this room, the walls are much smoother, like they've been carved specifically for this space. In the center of the room, you see this raised dais with a pedestal right in the middle.
Another pedestal.
I look around the room for traps.
Yeah, I want to roll notice that.
Okay, go for it.
Nope, 5. That's a star.
You guys can all see that, right?
Yeah.
Yep, we can see it this time.
I also failed, actually.
I got an 11.
So Freya, as you walk towards the pedestal, you notice two things. One, on the pedestal is a key. It looks very similar to the key you already have.
Nice.
Number two, as you look up, it seems like there's some kind of trapdoor mechanism a little bit behind the pedestal, on the ceiling.
On the ceiling. I wonder if we're supposed to, like, Indiana Jones this with our key.
Like, ooh. Swap the keys out?
Maybe. Maybe this is the key to the cell, and this is a key for weight.
I'm afraid of losing our key. What if we just take the key, but do it real quick?
Which is bigger, our key or that key?
They look identical.
All right, Indiana Jones swibbity swap.
Or can we just take it? Like,
I feel like there's a trap.
There is a trap.
Oh, right.
I feel like we need Mage Hand.
Well, actually, I could just Wingardium Leviosa.
I think it's weighted and that we're supposed to switch them out.
Okay, switch the keys then. What if you like slide it on as you push the other one off?
What if we need all the keys though?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
Well, then this trap is going to go off.
Maybe it's okay if the trap goes off as long as we run real fast.
Maybe the trap opens and we have to climb through it and it's just another chamber.
I'm just going to do it.
Yeah, we're on the clock. Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm going to try really hard to switch the keys out like perfectly as I can.
Skylar moves towards the entrance of the door just to like, just in case.
All right.
Caleb
All right,
moves
so you've
towards
got your
Freya.
Sandbag and you kind of like take a little bit of sand out of it. Kind of eye the thing. Okay, yeah. Roll body.
Oh no, why am I doing this? Okay.
I really need a better body score.
I am really glad that I changed my body score, actually. So that's an 8.
Mixed success.
Yeah. But it's not a failure, so.
It's not a failure. New key in hand. There's a moment as you step off the platform that you think, huh, cool, pretty good. You get about halfway through the room when you hear a rumbling.
Oh, no.
And then you hear that trapdoor open and a boulder.
Oh, no. Oh, come on.
Towards you.
I knew it.
It was Indiana Jones.
Yeah. Run, Skylar yells.
How big is this boulder?
Petrificus Totalus.
Is it room-sized?
Wait,
Petrificus Totalus on the boulder?
Okay, roll back.
That's, is that a people?
I'm not sure that's going to do
well,
much.
Well, I rolled a 6, 7, 8. That's a, 6 plus 2.
Nothing happens. It's a big old boulder. It's still rolling at you.
Oh, God. We just got to go.
Do we have the key, though? Grab the other key. We already tripped it.
Just get both keys,
You're already halfway across the room.
Yeah, no.
Wait, everyone together. Wingardium Leviosa. Easy first-year spell. And there's 5 of us.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Okay, hold on. Before you all make the decision that you're doing this, there are consequences. If you all do not succeed in this... Well, so first of all, 2 things. I think there's 5 of you rolling. 3 of you have to succeed in order to actually Wingardium Leviosa a freaking boulder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it is a first-year spell, so add 4.
If you fail. If you fail, there will be consequences.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that makes sense. Well,
okay. You've all agreed that you're going to do this.
Yes.
Yep. It's the first year spell. We got this.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I rolled a 10 a plus 3 plus 3. I got a 16.
13.
14.
Yeah, I got 7 plus 4, so 11.
Okay, so all five of you swish and flick, and suddenly the Indiana Jones boulder is hoisted into the air, spinning in place.
Excellent.
Do you four have this? I'll go get the other key.
Yeah. Guys, magic is cool.
I'm going to run back and grab the second key.
Okay, you have the other key.
Okay. All right.
Should we, like, slow down the roll and then just place it down?
Yeah, there's a resto momentum to do that.
I'm just going to cast Bombarda and explode
okay.
it.
That's okay.
All right.
Whatever. Let's just stand back.
I'm still holding my wand out to do the Wingardium Leviosa, but I kind of cover my face with my other hand.
I'm sorry. So you're going to explode a giant rock in a room.
Full of grass.
Yeah.
This is not a huge room.
Why don't we just step out of the way and drop it and let it roll away from us?
Oh, like turn the direction of it spinning?
Or turn the direction of where we're standing.
What if it goes through and breaks our pathway across the other room, though?
Yeah.
No, that's true. All right, well, we got to act fast no matter what we're doing.
Okay.
I'm going to cast Arresto Momentum.
Yes.
I cast Arresto Momentum.
Yeah.
Okay, roll magic.
I can do that, too.
Yeah, three of us will hold it up while the other two Arresto it.
Rolled a 12. I don't know what your spell that is, but I think I got it anyway.
Yeah, I got without any other over bonuses. A 10 at
it's
least.
A second year.
Okay. The boulder stops spinning.
Excellent.
All right, let's gently lower it.
Yeah.
Everybody together. Lowering.
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 Lowering. And down. Slowly falls down and crushes the pedestal.
All right, let's go.
All right, let's go.
All right, yeah, let's get out of here.
Back to the room with the
Back
person.
Back to Ella.
Okay, yeah, and so you guys make your way back to Ella's cell. It's pretty straightforward. You do a little hop and a jump over the Phoenix word, and eventually you make your way back to the cell.
Try the new key.
Yeah, I try the new key.
It works. The cell opens.
Oh, great.
We did it!
I rush in, and I, like, grab Ella by the shoulders and, like, try to shake her awake. Like, hey, Ella, are you okay?
Yeah, you shake her really aggressively, and she's like, ah, Leo, stop it. What are you doing?
Wait, what? Were you awake this whole time?
No, I just woke up, but you shook me really hard.
I mean, I didn't mean to.
All right, we got to go. Come on, there's no time for fighting. All
right. Yeah, you got to follow
us. We have four more.
We got to hurry.
Oh, okay. You got me. Okay, yeah, sure. Okay, let's go.
Do you remember volunteering for this? How did you end up?
Did you consent to this?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, that's weird. We'll unpack this later.
It's a game.
Okay.
Yeah, well, we almost got crushed by a boulder, and they promised we wouldn't die, so that was weird.
Messed up game.
Did you check to see if the boulder wasn't made of foam or something?
Oh,
it crushed totally a pedestal.
It crushed a pedestal. I guess the pedestal could also
be made of foam. Did you check to see
if
the pedestal wasn't made of foam also?
I'm pretty sure the pedestal was not foam.
Your face is made of foam.
All
right, let's go.
Leo, you should press the button.
Yeah.
Yeah, I run over with Ella in hand, okay. And I press the button.
So you run all the way back through the cave, back into the original circular room, and you press the button?
Yes.
Nothing happens.
All right.
What?
We probably need to get all of ours.
We need to do it all at the same time.
Or,
all right.
No. I think somebody else needs to push a button to open their door. Leo's door was already open, so pushing his button doesn't do anything.
All right.
Right?
Well, or maybe Ella has to press the button? Hey, Ella, press the button.
Okay. And she presses the button. And then another door opens.
Oh, hey! There it is. Wow, I'm glad we didn't waste a bunch
of
time.
Great job, Ella. Let's go.
Different thing.
Okay, let's go through this door.
Hey, Ella, you got your wand on you?
Yeah.
Ah, hell yeah. All right, great. Let's go.
Oh, you want me to help you?
Yes, please.
I think that's against the rules,
Leo. I don't think it's against the rules. They didn't say that.
Tell me that I couldn't. Yeah, whatever. I'll come with
yes.
you guys.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
I don't really want to hang out here by myself. It's like kind of creepy. So.
Yeah.
Ella and Leo just hanging out like old times. Let's do it.
Okay. Cool. Yeah.
Next room.
And so the five of you all start running through the door. The room you walk into is... It couldn't be more different than the room that you were already in. It's almost weirdly futuristic. Architecturally, it actually reminds you a lot of the buildings that were in Atlantis. And this is a large square room with a ceiling about 20 feet high. No doors at all. The only feature in this room are five kind of raised platforms that are about 2 feet by 2 feet and about 6 inches tall.
5 raised platforms? So there's one for each of us. Okay, well, what if we stand on them?
Could be a trap. Why don't we look at what they do first?
Okay.
Are there any features?
Can we notice the rest of the room? Any trapdoors?
I roll notice something.
Hinges. Go for it. You can roll notice something.
We all roll notice something.
I failed.
I got a 12.
I'm getting so much experience from this.
A 13.
Okay, 9. So for those of you who succeed, on the far wall, you see, it's not obvious, but it almost seems like there's a false wall there. Like there's actually an indentation, very slim, along the edges of what looks like a door.
Okay. I tell everybody that I saw that.
Nice. Try pushing on it.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I guess I just go very carefully, like, push on it and
roll body.
Yeah. Why is it always me? All right.
Why is it always? Yep.
Oh, guys. I'm sorry. That's a nice star of experience because I got a 2.
You hit it with your shoulder and your shoulder hurts a little now.
Hmm. Oh, well, it could have been worse.
Put that on your character sheet. Your shoulder hurts a little.
Am I injured?
Yeah, you're injured.
Damn it. Why did I say that?
Skylar will just like step on one of the podiums.
All right, let's try it. Everybody step on a thing.
Yep.
There's no other defining structure.
Step on them.
I'm injured, which means now I have a -3 body.
Dang.
Not great for the middle of a task.
Okay. So everyone's stepping on it?
Yes.
Yeah.
What order do you guys stand in? So let's say there's spots 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Who's standing on what spots?
Let's do it. What do you want to do? Alphabetically by height?
I think Leo should go first.
Those are different words.
Yeah. I guess I'll go first.
Skylar's too tired for that.
Leo goes first?
Yeah. I feel like there's got to be some logic to it that we should have figured out.
Do it fast.
I'll go second.
Right. I'll go third.
Fourth.
Fifth.
As you all stand on the platforms, there's a blinding flash of light. And then you realize that indentation in the wall, the door starts to open. And it does into a passageway that you can't see through very well.
Okay.
The other thing that you notice really quickly, Skylar, is that your shoulder hurts.
Body switch!
Oh, no.
And, what's very surprising is that as Leo says that, you think it comes out in kind of a weird intonation.
Guys, what's going on? This is weird.
All of you look down and you realize that you are not in the body that you were in a minute ago.
Oh, what body do I have?
I look down my pants.